Hi, this is DeBert Cook, publisher of the African American Golfer's Digest and a proud sponsor of 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. Get your free digital copy today by going online to AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com and click Free Digital.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 20, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@6weeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by DeBert Cook, founder and publisher of the African American Golfer's Digest, the nation's leading publication for avid Black American golfers. During the interview, DeBert discussed how eating healthy and exercising has enabled her to keep up with the rigorous demands of publishing the subscription-based magazine and why more women of color are playing golf. DeBert also points out that there are college scholarships available for African American kids who play golf, but not enough of them are taking advantage of this opportunity. This is a very enlightening episode packed with loads of information for the entire family. Now, remember the words of Norman Vincent Peale, who said, "Believe in yourself, have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. DeBert Cook is the founder and publisher of the African American Golfer's Digest. The publication was first launched as a nationally distributed publication in March 2003, focusing on news, information, and activities in the soulful world of golf. Headquartered in New York City's Financial District, the magazine is the only print publication of its kind in the U.S. The magazine is subscription-based, with controlled circulation each quarter of over 80,000 readers, with added distribution to over 250 African-American-focused golf events around the country. DeBert has received numerous awards and honors for her professional work, including being named Business Leader of the Year by the African-American Chamber of Commerce of Westchester and Rockland Counties, and recipient of the President's Award by the New York Professionals Club. I am pleased to have DeBert Cook on our program. DeBert, how are you?
I'm doing good, Vincent. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to have me on.
Well, thank you for being on our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. Now, time would not allow me to list all of your degrees, affiliations, and accomplishments. How do you find the time to do all that you do and publish the African American Golfer's Digest as well?
I've always been a pretty good multitasker. That's one thing for sure. But another thing is in just doing what you love to do and just making that your full-time job. It's not like work at all. I get so much accomplished. I'm so grateful to God for having good health and a strong mind. And before I know it, I'm all done with everything, moving on to the next project.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely multitasking. You're an amazing woman. I can attest to that. But now, before we dig deeper into the magazine, tell my listeners what it is that DeBert Cook is doing to stay healthy in the midst of such a demanding schedule.
Well, you know, Vince, for the last 6 months, I've been bringing my lunch to work, and it's made a tremendous difference. I don't like all those colorings and additives and salt and sugar in my food, so I said I was going to do something about that. And believe it or not, I've turned in to be a pretty good cook now, thanks to YouTube. So that, along with riding my bike to work on Saturdays, has kept me pretty happy this season.
Oh, very good. So you're getting the exercise activity in, and you're eating healthier now.
Right. Yeah.
That is awesome, because doing what you do, I mean, if you don't take care of your body, your body's going to break down, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Stress is one thing that can tear you apart. mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yes, yes. And here at 6 Weeks to Fitness, we like to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire our listeners to live a healthy lifestyle. And to accomplish any goals in life, it starts with taking care of the most important person in the world, and that's you. Am I right?
Absolutely.
So let's get back to the African American Golfers Digest. How did the magazine get started and why?
It got started because I started playing the game. I've always been very active in sports all the way from high school, enjoying tennis, volleyball, track and field, basketball. So I've been very active all the way since I was a young girl. And golf just became another added component. Once I got into the corporate life, started being surrounded by people who played the game and told me of the many benefits they were gaining with their own individual businesses. So that excited me. And I took some lessons and signed up for a golf corporate challenge out in Las Vegas. And that was about 11 years ago. And I loved the game so much, I came back in with my publishing background, said, you know, there needs to be a magazine that reflects the people of color who are playing this game.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. So you saw a need and you decided to fill it.
That's exactly right. That's just how it happened.
Wow. Now, I have copies of the magazine, so I know that it's professionally designed and well-written. Do you have writers on staff?
We operate with a lot of freelancers, both photographers, writers, our editors, our people who create the graphic design. We have no payroll. That keeps our overhead low. And I basically just serve as an operations manager, just parceling out all the assignments and tracking everything, make sure it comes in. And that's how we get it done over here. We're not a big Condé Nast or Viacom. We can't really produce like that and stay in business. But we do manage to get it done and to get it done pretty well.
Oh, that you do. The magazine is filled with so many pictures of exciting events all around the country and I think also around the world. And when I spoke with you about a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago, I think you were on your way to South Africa.
Yeah, we do a lot of programs here. We just did a Cuba cruise. We circumnavigated the island of Cuba and played golf there. We did our friends and family golf cruise last year in Alaska, played three courses up there. We've done Bermuda. We've done West Africa and Ghana. Next year, we're going to be doing Vietnam in October. And
really?
This November, next week, we do our Punta Cana golf tournament over in Dominican Republic. I wish you were joining us for that one.
And when is this again? What's the date?
It's going to be next week.
Okay, next week.
Yeah. But we've got so much demand from our Cuba cruise. We're going to be doing that again, our Cuba golf cruise. It's going to be next October. I think we set the date for it. Yeah, we keep some things going domestically and internationally. It's all on our website.
Wow. And we'll talk about that. Now, if you're not a golfer, can you still attend some of these events?
Absolutely. We get so many non-golfers. They either come with spouses or they come with other girlfriends, and they just want to share the experience among an elite group of people. They'll do the shopping, the spa. They'll take a golf clinic if they're trying to learn the game. And then they enjoy all the gastronomy and the food and the culture. We do so many side tours in addition to the golf.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm telling you. Now, how often is the magazine published?
The magazine comes out 4 times a year with the digital edition that comes out as well online for both print and online. Our last couple of issues, because of the economy, Hurricane Sandy, all those things were a little task for us. So we've been publishing double issues for the last year, 2 issues in 1. But all our subscribers will still get 4 issues with their annual subscription.
Okay. But I do understand that it's a subscription-based. So how can my listeners, if they wanted to get a copy of one of your magazines, how could they go about that?
Oh, that's pretty simple, Vince. All they need to do is log on to our website at AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com and hit the subscribe button. And they'll be set up right there to be on our email list and to get the next edition when it's published.
Huh, that sounds like a plan. That's great. You know, now let's talk about children in golf, DeBert. Do you see an increase in African-American children playing golf?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many new golf organizations that have set up to mimic sort of the first team. I know you may have heard of the first team.
Yes.
They help provide children with free golf. So anybody who wants to get their child involved in the game, just look up the first tee organization in your community, and you can see all the opportunities that are available for children to learn golf free of charge. They'll get great coaching. They get equipment they can use at no charge. Yep, and it's a great way to get your child involved because once your child reaches high school, if they're already playing golf and they're in a school that has a golf program, then they can be a part of the team and play through their high school years. And then it opens up a wide range of opportunities for boys and for girls to get a golf scholarship. And that's a free ride to college.
That is amazing. We talk about that so much. As you know, I run Body Scope of New York, and we do the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. And we engage children in a variety of activities, and golf being one of them. And, you know, and we feel, like you just said, if a child's exposed to an activity like golf, they have a better chance of getting a scholarship to go to college.
Absolutely. And what people don't understand, Vince, is that the child does not have to be a top-tier player in high school to get a college golf scholarship. They just have to play the game pretty well and apply. Mm. Apply for the scholarship. And what's so sad is every year, this year included, in September, golf coaches call me begging for students that can apply for the scholarships. That happened again this year, and it's just, you know, so sad that the parents haven't prepared their children to apply for these golf scholarships, and they just go to waste. I had two coaches call me, one from Virginia Union, looking for children. Please, do you have a high school girl or a guy that can apply for this golf scholarship? It's a four-year ride for college.
Oh, my goodness. Leaving money on the table. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right, so we've got to do more to make the public aware about this, DeBert. You know, we have to do more. I'll do as much as I can running my children's sports and fitness expo to let parents know, okay?
Absolutely.
This is amazing. Now, what about women? Is there an increased number of African-American women playing golf?
You know, Vince, the fastest growing sport among women of color is golf.
Really?
And there have been so many golf organizations now set up. Women are setting them up all across the country and networking and coming together, having their luncheons and playing their golf games. And it's just become a fitness outreach for women. It's as strong now as the yoga was a few years ago. Black women and women of color are playing golf.
Really? Why is that?
Well, number one, it's a lot of the women who are just about ready to retire. The age 40 to 60 group is the biggest group. So just before they retire, they're starting to learn to play the game because of the social interaction, the travel, and then the good people that they're meeting, singles, married. They're having a lot of networking and mixers. It keeps them active instead of just saying, well, you know, I'm getting ready to retire and I don't have too much to do. Golf is becoming a number one sport among women of color.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, as you know, I recently interviewed Vernell Bennett, president of the United Black Golfers Association, and he credits your support for helping him get as far as he is today. And he also talked about how on the golf course, you know, it was opportunities there, you know, more so than in the boardroom.
Oh, sure. When you play around the golf, fitness-wise, you can walk up to 7 miles. And if you have a golf cart, you can play around the golf in about 5 hours. So what better way to spend it learning about someone, if that person is your client or a potential client, than to be on the golf course with them? You have that prime time with the person one-on-one. And through golf, you can gain a lot of new networks and a lot of new business opportunities.
Wow, that's amazing. And we all need to network more and to create these type of opportunities you're talking about. Now, are there any upcoming events that my listeners should know about that the African American Golfers Association is doing?
Yeah, sure. We're going to have our Vietnam golf trip next October, and it's time now. They can sign up for it. We have a payment plan. It includes, it runs actually, I think, 7 days and six nights in Hanoi, Ha Long, and Saigon. That's going to be an exciting cultural trip. So if they're interested in that, it's all on our website, and they can just go there and click the button and see more and sign up for it or call us with any questions that they might have.
Wow, that is awesome. There's about 250 events that goes on throughout the country?
There are a lot more, Vince. We just either don't have time to get them all loaded up on our website or people don't call us and tell us about them. Yeah, there are at least that many, especially with your national organizations. Like one of our big partners, the National Black MBA Association. There are so many groups and many groups within inside that organization who hold golf events. Then you've got the Urban League, the NAACP, strong people that we support and who support us. They have a multiplicity of tournaments across the country with their regionals and their local chapters. So there's a lot of ways for people to get involved.
Wow. So how are you able to stay on top of these events? There's so many of them. How do you do it?
People usually call us or email us, reach out and let us know they're hosting a tournament and they like some support, want to find out how they can get on our calendar of events, and we just walk them through it from A to Z. Some of them need help in management. We'll do that too. We'll help them manage their golf tournament. So we try to be what we can to people to help move this game forward and keep it growing among people of color.
Oh, you're such a wonderful resource for people. You know, you're really trying to help everyone who has a desire to learn the game, to play the game, and to network. And that's so important today. That is wonderful, the bird. Now, how can my listeners stay in touch with the African American Golfers Digest? In addition to going to your website, are you on social media?
Sure. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on LinkedIn. And they can also find us on Twitter.
Okay, great. Now, is there anything that you would like to share with my listeners?
I think that people should, number one, if you don't play this game and you're interested, just step outside your comfort zone. Go to a local golf course near your house. Check the bulletin board. See what activities are coming up. Talk to the local pro that's at the course. And get involved. It's not hard at all. There's always something going on at a golf course. So if you're not a golfer, just stop by your local course. Check the bulletin board, talk to the pro, see what's happening, and sign up. They will get you started more than happily.
Wow. Now, I actually took lessons this year with Samuel Stevenson. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Yes. He actually participates in my Children's Sports and Fitness Expo, and he actually gave me some lessons this year at the Burt. So I actually had a chance to get a taste of what golf is all about. I was quite impressed.
Yeah, work muscles you never knew you had too. And I know with you, you know every muscle in your body.
Yes, yeah, and you know it takes a lot of focus. So it's more than just being, you know, I consider myself a relatively strong guy, but it's not about your muscles when it comes to golf.
No, and the good thing about it, Vince, any body type can play this game. And that's a wonderful thing, any body type. You can be a pear shape, an apple shape, or whatever shape. You can play golf for a lifetime.
And I know when speaking to Samuel and also to Vernell, neither one of them are spring chickens, as we say, right? Nor am I. So it's amazing. I believe Vernell started during his retirement years. Am I right?
Yes, he sure did.
So no, it's never too late to start is what I'm saying. Never too late to start.
Never too late.
All right, so now, what about yourself, though, the bird? Anything you have coming up that we should know about?
That's about it. We're working on our calendar for 2015, looking at doing the Masters again down in Augusta with our Augusta Golf Fest that we do. It runs the full week of the Masters, and we have our tournament, and people go out and they actually enjoy the Masters. Then they come over to the local course and play with us. And we have our banquet and awards. We also have our Martha's Vineyard program that's going to happen again for the third year in a row. We'll be in Martha's Vineyard, and we have our tournament up there. It's a golf getaway because we do it in Falmouth over in Cape Cod. So those two things that we're looking forward to this next year, as well as April being National Black Golf Month, when our calendar just seems to explode online with all of the free activities that are happening that people can get involved in. And that's during National Black Golf Month, and it falls in April.
When someone talks about golf, they always talk about how expensive it is to play the game. But I'm talking to Vernell, and I guess you would say the same thing. It's not as expensive as most people think it is.
You can find golf clubs at Goodwill, Kmart. You can find a real good set on eBay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've even known people to buy their golf wear online. In fact, I bought my first pair of golf shoes on eBay for like $9. So there's always
really?
A way to play golf and do it economically. Yes.
Look, I know for a fact that if you really want something bad enough, you will spend whatever it takes to get it, okay?
That's true.
And that's not expensive at all. That's all we have here, the Burt. And on behalf of Body Scope of New York's 6 Weeks of Fitness program, I want to thank you for being on the show. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative and encouraging and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.